Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us too, by the way. And by the way, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard, because you're here just in time. Andrew Sherman is with us. Andrew's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He's a partner at the law firm Jones Day, which is one of the largest in the galaxy. And he's the author of so many books, I had to use a wheelbarrow to bring them to the studio, including his brand new one, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. And of course, all the way back, my first introduction to Andrew was his Bible, Franchising and Licensing, the book on franchising and licensing. And he's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Andrew, let me back up just a little bit. In December, I started telling my audience that their goal for 2009 should be to open the door January 1, 2010. Survival was the primary goal.
That's right.
Single goal, very simple. Let's just keep it simple and make sure that we open the doors to 2010. Then in about 3 months, when it looked like maybe, you know, that things were getting into some kind of order, I said, okay, let's continue to operate for survival, but let's plan for success, because there's going to be some light on the horizon in coming at us that won't look like a train coming at us. And hopefully, I think that'll happen in a quarter or two. Well, as we stand here now, I actually believe that this glimmer of light I'm seeing on the horizon is a new day. What do you think?
I think that you should keep your subscription to the Psychic Friends Network, because those dividends are really paying off.
I'm good
I
with
agree
TVs
with you,
too.
Jim. I wanted to, you know, have our time together's theme be signs of life, you know, out there in the small business economy. And I say signs of life because I'm not ready to declare any kind of full recovery yet.
Right.
But signs of life, you know, the patient is not dead. The heart is still beating. The lungs are functional. And I think, you know, I agree with you. I mean, from a timetable perspective, what we've been telling our small and mid-sized and entrepreneurial and growth clients is, look, use the summer to relax a little bit personally, but also to do your planning, because I think you'll begin to really feel the effects of the rebound coming in fall, and fall's your time to, you know, change your business models a little bit, stay close with your customer, and gear up and scale up for what I hope is a, you know, relatively robust 2010. That's what I'm seeing out there. I think that as we'll get into over the course of our time together, it's both quantitative and emotional. It's a little bit of both.
The emotional part is, it's not our nature to want to reside in any kind of a recessionary environment. It's not our nature, because America is too entrepreneurial. You and I travel overseas to have this conversation with other people. It, as you heard me say before, you know, it may, whether or not it's in anybody else's DNA, being entrepreneurial, being pathological optimists is definitely in America's DNA.
Yeah, we're not wired to be mired in woe. That's for sure.
Right, and now, what do you think? You know, the Japanese lost the 90s. They lost a full, and actually more than a decade, because they did get mired in that. And I think we ought to, you know, we ought to take a little bit of a let that be a little bit of a cautionary tale. I mean, they had some problems with the connection between the government and their organizations, their companies and banks and everything, and they got bogged down in that. I don't think we're going to let that happen here. Do you?
No, I don't think so either. But I also think that you know, having traveled to the Far East extensively, and I know that, that you have as well, it's a different culture. You know, there's a lot of you know, taking responsibility for, you know, personal shame,
mm-hmm.
things that, look, we're not all that great at that, quite frankly, and that in times like this almost becomes a strength. Now,
we don't like failure, but we don't get all upset about it.
We sometimes do need as a society greater accountability, but for the most part, you know, if you fail as a business owner, most of us are ready to get back on the horse, lick our wounds, and get back on again.
Right.
And in some societies, if your business fails, you know, generations of shame take off.
That's exactly right. Andrew, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, here's something that Andrew's, you know, we're talking about here. It's very important. The concept of redemption is a critical element of entrepreneurship. Think about that while we take this break. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the precipice, the moment must reveal.
A little Steely Dan bringing us back. That's Peg, isn't it? Yeah, that's Peg. Great song. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that you can listen to or read, including articles, archives of past interviews all the way back. We've been collecting them for a long time now, and so lots of stuff there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. My blog is there. The newsletter, you can subscribe to that, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, if you like Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Andrew Sherman is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of a bunch of books, including the new one, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel, one of my new favorite books. Andrew, we're talking about the economy and the glimmer of light. I've been to two conferences in the last 30 days, one in Washington, one in Las Vegas. And I actually am seeing the corners of people's mouths turned up just a little bit. You know, I'm seeing a little bit less furrowed brows than I was seeing, you know, in the conferences I went to back in November and December. People are becoming more positive.
They are. What I'm noticing is people are talking about climbing up the ladder as opposed to falling down it further.
Right.
And that's a big distinction. I mean, you know, 6 months ago, people say, yeah, things are bad and they're going to get worse. The distinction I'm seeing is people are saying things are bad, but you know what? I think they've bottomed. I think I'm feeling my I'm dipping my toes into the pool and I can scratch it along the
bottom. I call that, I
that
call
gives
that,
me some comfort.
I call that we don't like the numbers, but we like the trend.
Yeah, and I believe, and we've talked about this on some shows, if people want to go back and listen to them on the Jim's website archives, there's some great shows there, but we've talked about how the economy is, you know, as much emotional and psychological as it is quantitative, and everybody gets glued to the economic numbers coming out of Washington, you know, on a Friday morning, and then the market trades accordingly. I think a lot of that can be set aside. What I want to see is just what you want to see. I want to go to conferences. I want to be in the trenches. I want to see whether any of entrepreneurs in our country have a bit of a swagger or not. I mean, that's the stuff that I look for more importantly than the quantitative numbers, and I think you're viewing it the same.
Well, exactly. There's still a lot of protectionism out there, though, with regard to, you know, the operating statement. There's, you know, nobody's throwing any money away. Most people are still buying need to haves, not as much want to haves.
Yeah, and that I wanted to draw that distinction in our dialogue. I mean, I still believe that the consumer's got a ways to go. I mean, if you're a business that's listening today that sells to consumers, you know, the typical consumer, and you're selling something that people could wait on or do without, I think we're actually looking at more like 2011, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad
news. Well, because of the unemployment.
But if you're because of unemployment. But if you're the type of business that sells to other small businesses who may be gearing up, and then you're in a slightly different economy than the economy we're talking about. And so I think that we have to almost, you know, sort of peel the onion back a couple layers to get to the real essence of what's going on out there.
But one thing though, Andrew, that I've been pointing out is that regardless, consumer or business focus, somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
Yeah, I don't think the consumer. The other thing I'm saying is that the consumer strength varies significantly by region.
Mm-hmm.
Some yep. areas have been hit hard because of the industries that have been affected by this economy.
Right.
And some are pretty robust. I mean, I hate to say it, and I don't want to jinx it, but you know, the D.C. area is booming.
The government's got a lot
more money to spend.
That's artificial. You can't talk about D.C.
I apologize, but I live there, and so you know, I'm just.
I know you live there.
I see it in some other cities too. That have you know, the economies in parts of Texas are booming as energy prices start bouncing back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really a very regional and secular analysis right
but,
now.
But I'll tell you something. Another thing, though, Andrew, and this is in my opinion very critical. The most important region of the marketplace that will have more to do with your level of success than anything is the real estate between your ears.
That's correct.
Regardless of where you live.
That's correct.
And if you know, I still love what Ford said. Henry Ford is alleged to have said, I wasn't there, believe it or not, I didn't hear him say this, but I understand that he said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Yeah, that's very well said. The other thing we could talk about or wait for the next segment is sort of what's going on in the capital markets as it affects small business.
I would like for you to talk about that. I speak to a lot of bankers, and what they're telling me is that they got money to lend, but small businesses aren't asking for money.
Well, that's a huge point. I'm glad that you hit on it, and we can talk about
it
more. But
we got a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds.
It's true. The if you're listening today and you need a small business loan and you haven't gotten up off your duff and gotten into the bank and talked to your banker, then let that be your task for first thing Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see you, and they're under pressure from the federal government to get that lending done. So
right.
they need you to show up in their office.
Well, they're under pressure from their own operating statement because they need to be able to borrow money from the Fed at zero and loan it to you, small business owner, at 7 or 8%. They want that. So stand by. Here we're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Andrew Sherman. We're going to talk some more about what's going on across the landscape of the economy after these messages. Here's ZZ Top to take us out. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Andrew Sherman is our guest. He's a partner with Jones Day Law Firm, big law firm. What's that website, Andrew?
It's jonesday.com. Check it out. We're in 35 cities around the world. Just opened up in Mexico City and Dubai, and I think there's going to be some new cities rolling out soon. It's just been a just wonderful, wonderful place.
They just opened a new office in Dime Box, Texas, too, didn't they?
That's right. it's not a big office, but we're there.
I think it's in the closet of the post office there. Andrew, your book, Road Rules, tell us how it's available, where it's available, please.
A couple places. It's on Amazon. It's on. It can be ordered through the website for the book, which is bethetruck.com. It's a book, as you know, that's very near and dear to my heart, and I encourage all listeners to check it out. It's my first non-business book after 17 books on business strategy. I wrote a little book about life, and people are really reacting very positively.
And folks, let me tell you, let me give you a suggestion. I mean this, and you don't hear me say this very much. Buy two, because when you read it, you're going to want to give one away. You're going to think, while you're reading this book, you're going to think of somebody you're going to want to give it to, and you're not going to want to give them yours. So check it out.
That's very kind. And
great.
Buy three, that's even better.
Don't be greedy. now, Mr. Attorney.
I apologize.
Attorneys, you can't stop them. Okay, let's get back to the economy. You were talking about capital formation, and we were talking about banks. I mean, while it was really irritating me because politicians were screaming, you know, small business owners can't get loans. And at the same moment, I'm talking to bankers who are saying, "What's he talking about? We're making loans if they want."
I was on a panel for the SEC in the fall, and there were some community bankers there. One was from Northern Indiana, and he was saying that they have more money than they ever had to lend, and they can't get people to come in and ask for it. And here's a little secret for our listeners. If banks are not lending you money, then they're not making money.
That's right.
As incentivized right now as you are. They've learned to do a better job with credit checks and credit worthiness, and they're anxious to make good loans. They really are. I've talked to dozens of bankers, and they're dying for deal flow. So stop whining and get out there and ask for it.
But you do have to have your cornflakes together. You do have to have your financials in order. You have to have your you don't have to have a business plan, but you have to have like a full-blown corporate business plan. But you do have to be able to explain to them how you're going to use the money, and you need to be able to show them a cash flow statement that will show them how, based on the current economic conditions, you're going to be able to pay them back.
Exactly, and that's called, just so everybody's clear, that's called a loan proposal. And Jim's right, it's not a full-blown business plan. It's a loan proposal that's specifically geared towards the kinds of information that a banker needs to make a loan. And if you've never heard that term before, get online, do your research. There's probably stuff on AskJim.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And the thing is, folks, is that a banker told me a long time ago, Andrew, he said if a borrower can only bring me one thing, a business borrower, he said, I need all the other stuff, but the one thing I must have is a cash flow statement that shows me when you pay all your bills, how much is left over to make sure I get my money.
Exactly. It's actually pretty easy. If you just take a half an hour and walk a mile in their shoes and say, if I was lending this company money, what would I need to see? And as soon as you put yourself in that mindset, the elements of the loan proposal are pretty darn obvious.
And by the way, folks, if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, I've written a handful of articles on that. One's called Building Better Banking Relationships, or just search better banking relationships, or go to the banking category, and you'll see there's a bunch of articles that'll basically walk you through that step by step. Andrew, I got about a minute left. Your last thoughts on the economy. Talk about where you think we're going.
I think we're going to a good place. I am pretty optimistic. I don't think we're going to see any wild times for a couple years. I would gear up for what should be a nice steady growth in 2010, and I would use this summer to, like I said, recharge your batteries and do your planning and gear up for the fall, because fall is going to be the pregame show to 2010.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. And Andrew, I've got a lot more questions to ask you about this. Let's get you back again real soon. Let's talk about this again.
You know, I would love that.
And have you got any trips planned overseas?
Looks like I'll be going to China in the fall, and working on a couple of other trips right now.
We want to get you back after those trips for sure, and get you to tell us what you found while you were over there.
Exactly.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget road rules. Be the truck, not the squirrel. It's outstanding. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.